It's time for It's All About Literacy on Praise 107.9. The mission of It's All About Literacy is to provide high-quality, diverse, and accessible information and services to and for each individual listener that will enhance the quality of life for all people of all ages, cultures, and communities, regardless of their abilities or deficiencies. And now, here are Dr. Kathy and Sister Gail.
The new.
Good morning, Jacksonville. And welcome to It's All About Literacy. And good morning, heroes. After a first week, I'm sure we're feeling, And now you know who you are. I'm sure you found that heroic place within you, and there's nothing that the teacher said that you can't do. Here's your reminder.
You don't have to be afraid of what you are. There's an answer if you reach into your sorrow, and the sorrow that you know will melt away. And then a hero comes along with the strength to carry on, and you cast your fears aside, and you know you can survive.
And from the beginning to the end, all students, regardless of your grade, K through 12, and even students who are in college where you're in vocational training. And, you know, parents, as you support them from the beginning to the end, regardless of what the situation is, I want you to remember that there is a hero in you. Life is roses and thorns. That blossom is that hero. The thorns is not the hero. But it's there. Even without the blossom, you know that stem of thorns is still a rose. And that hero is there. Dig within yourselves and know that you can do it. It takes just as much energy, just as much effort to say I can and do it as it does to say I can't and don't. You've got to know you've come this far and it's worth going the distance. Good morning, Gail.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. I had not forgotten you were sitting there.
I know you hadn't.
Today is a very exciting day for us. The Optimist Literacy Institute of America Incorporated. That's a long name, but it's worth every letter.
All right now.
And the CASKids Incorporated, Continental Societies Incorporated, mm-hmm. and Higher Hoops of Learning. We're all collaborating here, and today we are presenting our first initial tutorial, the Literacy Roundtable tutorial. Okay. Today is elementary and middle school. You were invited, and we still do invite you to please go to the PRAISE website. That's praise1079.com, and you will see Literacy Roundtable. Click and register. The roundtable tutorial starts at 10:30 here at the Salem Center, 7235 Bonneville Road. And when you come in the building, we're on the second floor in the Liberty Room, 10:30 to 12:30. Please, parents, have your children here by 10:15. The tutorial today is for elementary and middle. The tutorial is reading comprehension, financial literacy, and training with a purpose, which is a written journal. All of this is preparing your students to be successful, preparing them to be able to achieve and accomplish. The skills that they will learn in these tutorials are transferable not only to their lessons in school, but to their life lessons. And parents, we're encouraging you to come as well. On next Saturday, August 26th, Lord blesses, we will be back with the high schoolers. High schoolers tutorial will be reading and critical thinking, still financial literacy, and training with purpose. The high schoolers will be critical thinking, and their financial literacy task will be the 72 rule. We're encouraging high schoolers to please bring their calculators. So the tutorials for August are today and next Saturday, Lord blesses, August 26th. And in the month of September, the tutorials will be September 23rd and September 30th. And these are our activities that are leading up to our 1 year inaugural celebration, our 1 year anniversary of It's All About Literacy, which will be held at the Ritz. As I said, there's just so much going on, and we're so excited. Next Saturday, Lord blesses, Mrs. Brenda Franks, who is the president of Sun City Events and Entertainment, who's also managing the celebration, will be our guest and give more details and more information. It's just a wonderful, exciting learning time. We're so happy to have the ladies of the Continental Societies, the Jacksonville chapter, Mrs. Deidre Franklin, Mrs. Carla Thompson and all of those ladies. They're just wonderful. They're tuning in and coming in and helping. They're actually sharing the project with the tutoring, the reading, the essays, the oratoricals. There's just so much to do. And Twyla Prindle is from the Cash Kids, who's also already in the school system teaching financial literacy. And, of course, Shanette Sparks from Training with a Purpose, Higher Hoops Education, Higher Learning. And yours truly, the Optimist Literacy Institute of America, which is really my passion. It does not matter where you are on the learning spectrum with an IEP or not. The tutorial is for you. It matters not what subject, what grade you are. As long as you're between K through 12. Excuse me, I'm going to get it right in a minute. As long as you're from kindergarten to 12th grade, right, you can come on in and we'll be here for you. We're happy to have you. And we want you to be with us and do all the tutorials. Now, also with us, as I said, are the Continental Ladies, the Continental Societies, Incorporated, Twyla Prindle, Cash Kids, and Shanette Sparks with Higher Hoops for Learning. As a matter of fact, Mrs. Sparks is in the studio. Good morning, Mrs. Sparks.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you, Dr. Kathy? Hi, Sister Gail. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
So we're telling them how excited we are, and we're welcoming them to come on out to the tutorial. Now, they were able to go on the website.
Correct. And register at www.higherlearninghoops.com/events. And if you click the link that says Literacy Roundtable, it'll give you all the event details.
Right. And the link is also on the webpage for Praise at
107.9.com. Correct. So if you tune into Praise 107.9.com, and it, the website is 107.9.com.
Right.
Praise 107.9.com. And if you look for at the bottom, it's a link that says Literacy Roundtable, and you can click it and find all the details as well.
Right, right. And please do so. As I said, today is elementary and middle, and next Saturday would be high school. But if you click that link and it comes up and you have a problem or whatever and you cannot, please give us a call here at the station, 296-2251, 296-2251, and we'll be right back. It's all about literacy.
All About Kids Preschool and VPK Music Academy is now enrolling. All About Kids specializes in infant and toddler care, preschool, voluntary pre-kindergarten VPK, nutritional gardening, and VPK Music Academy, where your young person can learn to play the violin. All About Kids Preschool and VPK Music Academy accepts vouchers from Episcopal Children's Services, Early Learning Coalition, ELC, Success by Six, VPK, and Teen Parent. When children are exposed to music education at an early age, they excel in all subjects later in life. Give your child an early advantage. Stop by today. All About Kids is conveniently located at Pearl and 36th Streets. Come experience childcare at its best. All About Kids Preschool and VPK Music Academy. Success by Six starts here at All About Kids. Call 353-2800. Qualify today for this 2-year free preschool program.
The Night of Joy event is celebrating 35 years, and you could win tickets to the whole glorious weekend from Praise 107.9. Enjoy top Christian music acts like Kirk Franklin, Ty Trippett, Mercy Me, Amy Grant, and more. Plus, play in a Walt Disney World theme park with select ticket options. Listen to Praise 107.9 to call in and win tickets and sign up at praise1079.com. Entertainment subject to change.
Free at last! Free at last! Thank God Almighty! We are free at last!
Praise 107.9.
You called out my name. Knew my past covered. My shame.
Gospel experience, the new Praise 107.9.
So nice having you along with us here at Praise 107.9. Now, let's get back to It's All About Literacy with Dr. Kathy and, of course, Sister Gail.
And, of course, Sister Gail.
Good morning, Jacksonville. Good morning, good morning. What an awesome day to be in the studio, an awesome day to be alive, when better to be viewing than viewed, okay?
Oh, my mind. 6 inches above, be 6 feet below.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, today we are so excited because we're doing something that is new. It's called the Literacy Roundtable. And our Literacy Roundtable instructional team will be here today from 10:30 to 12:30 because it's all about children. We love children, so we want them to succeed. And we have Cash Kids that's going to be here. That's Twyla Pendle's program and Prindle's program. And she has some wonderful books that she's going to give out as part of it today. The cost is just $20, just $20. So please come on out, invest in your children. Higher Learning is going to be here. It's all about hoops. It's a lot of things that's going on. We're going to do reading comprehension, which is something that's vital to your children's success in school. They have to know how to read. Reading and being able to flow with the words is just fluency, but we need them to understand what they are reading.
Right. There okay. is a difference in reading and reading comprehension.
As you say all the time, and you quote the Bible, in all thy getting.
Get
an understanding.
The Bible also says, blessed is he that readeth. Blessed is he that readeth.
So we need our children to progress. We need them to excel. And what we're trying to do is just offer the tools.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Absolutely.
So if people perish because of a lack of knowledge, we're providing the knowledge. So let's not be the people that reject knowledge. Let's show up, because in addition to what they'll get today, and there will be, you know, just different stations, just different people talking, just starting that
teaching.
So what happens next is with the Continental Ladies.
The Continental Society.
Continental Society. All right. They will offer tutoring throughout the school year. And that information as to the when and where and how, that will be provided later. But if you know how much it costs for tutoring, it's a lot of money.
Absolutely.
So for you to start out with a $20 investment, what you get that's long-term, that's like sowing a seed, like an apple seed, and getting the tree.
A grove.
Which produces a lot of apples.
Right.
So in that one seed is a lot of apple trees. There's a lot of apple orchards in that $20 seed. So sow the seed, as my pastor would say, sow it in good ground. So,
and this is good ground. Mrs. Deidre Franklin and the Continental Societies, Jeanette Sparks with Higher Learning Hoops, and certainly Cash Kids, Twyla Prindle. She's already in the school system and doing really good with the financial literacy. And of course, the optimists, that the students are from college, that college students are tutoring, and the high school students are also tutoring the elementary. We're all giving back. We're all giving back. And so let's come together. Let's make a difference. Let's make a difference. Turn the televisions off, put the phones down, and let's operate some M-I-N-D-S minds.
Yes. Our purpose for this event, and this one takes place this Saturday, the 19th of August, from 10:30 until 12:30 here at the Salem Center on the second floor in the Liberty Room. And then next Saturday, there's one for high school.
Right.
And then we'll do it again in September with two Saturdays, the 23rd and the 30th. So if you can't make it this time, because some of you are just hearing it for the first time, it's not too late. You can still stop by today. But you can also go on the sites and register. But the purpose is to provide elementary, middle, and high school students with opportunities to learn, practice, and master critical academic and literacy skills as needed for positive achievement and retain success in their educational progression. That's a lot.
And you know, and that's the operative word, to retain it. Because mm-hmm. many times we memorize.
Come on.
Just to get from here to there.
Right.
But you've got to learn it.
Yes, we have to
you've
master it.
You've got to retain it. You've
yes.
got to learn it. And it's all drill.
Yes.
You learn to spell your name because somebody told you how to do it over and over and over,
and over
again.
Mm-hmm.
And you eventually retained it.
Mm-hmm.
You eventually learned it. Right. Many times we know things that we don't even know that we know.
Right.
And that's what literacy is. Yes. Literacy is that process. I'm going back to my microwave. You got this microwave. It defrosts.
Mm-hmm.
It's convection. It does all those things. But mm-hmm. all you know is how to put a minute on it and heat.
Right.
But you know that you don't know how to defrost. You know that you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
So when someone showed you how to use that microwave to defrost, and then you actually apply that learning, and now you're defrosting, that entire process is called literacy.
Yes.
So literacy is not just in the classroom. Literacy is with everything.
It's anything you don't know.
Everything.
That you need to know.
That you need to know. And many times, as I said, we know things, and we just didn't know that we know them because there's not been a reason to
right.
key in to make
exactly.
you aware that you know it.
Yes.
And that's what reading does. And, you know, and we all need to read. We all need to read, whether you're going to go to college, whether you're going to go to a vocational school, whether you're going to be an entrepreneur. And if you're just not going to do anything, you still need to be able to read, because you need to be able to read what you're not qualified to do. So you need to read.
You do need to read.
Need
and
to
these
read.
Are skills that they're going to be able to take throughout their life. And one of the things I said is it's retained success in their educational progression, because it's not just you stopping at elementary school. You got to get through middle school and high school. And as I was telling my boys, life will bring you a process before it brings you success. So all you that want to be basketball players and lawyers and doctors, the process is let's get through eighth grade.
Absolutely.
That's the process. So don't despise the process, because it's necessary. And the skills that I'm teaching you are life skills. You need to learn how to read the contract, comprehend the contract.
and also read whether you're qualified. As a matter of fact,
right.
Ms. Shanette, Ms. Sparks, is we've had that conversation many times, because she's an athlete. She's 6 feet tall.
Yes.
And she plays basketball and did well with that athletic scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
But as my mother used to say, it can get you to the door. But
yes.
your knowledge is going to keep you in there.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Very true.
So, I mean, playing ball is a wonderful thing, but you can only play ball for just so much.
Right.
If you can't get your lesson, then you've just wasted some time.
Yeah, you can negate that scholarship.
Absolutely, absolutely. And another thing, college is not the only path to success.
Amen.
It is not. Let me say that. College is not the only path to success, but structure and discipline are required for any path.
That's right.
Now, you can't do it without structure and discipline. There's nothing wrong with the culinary arts. I have a friend whose grandson is just really soaring in culinary.
But he knows how to read.
And he knows how to read.
He knows how to comprehend.
And he's also 6'5".
He knows how to follow directions.
He's also 6'5" and can play basketball, but he chooses to cook.
Okay.
And there's nothing wrong
with
it.
Nothing wrong with it.
Absolutely, because you need to know where your strengths are.
Right.
And it's okay.
Right.
You know, so there has to be other aspirations other than the rapping and other than the basketball playing and all of those things. And I'm not putting that down.
Mm-hmm.
Please understand, I'm not putting that down. But there's a world of opportunities. There's a world of avenues that you can get out there. You know?
And I tell them, if you want to play basketball, that's good. I need you to have a plan B.
No.
And I had one student in my class when I asked, you know, what they wanted to do. And he said, well, I want to play professional ball, but I also want to be an accountant. I was like, all right, for the plan B.
Yeah. You know, but it's wonderful to have those things. It really is. But let's be realistic as well.
Right.
Okay, let's be realistic.
That's the plan B.
Let's don't want to be an accountant when you're making a D in math.
Yes. And that's why we try to encourage our kids with higher learning to put athletics is your plan B. Your plan A is your purpose. So that's being an accountant. So you know you have to pay attention in math class
if
I'm going to handle my finances.
Mm-hmm.
We try to encourage them to be the student athlete, the top in the classroom, on the court, and in the community. Because as Dr. Kathy said, no matter what I did dribbling the ball, if I didn't have a GPA, 3.9 GPA at a high school, 3.4 at UNF, I never got the doors open. I never get the accomplishments that I am able to accomplish with basketball.
Right.
I was nominated McDonough All-American because of my GPA,
because
of my service to the community. It's not just the skills and what you do on the court that makes you a great person.
Absolutely. Because that's really what matters.
Right.
That's what matters, because at some point you're not going to be able to dribble that ball.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Come on
now.
And you're not going to be able to do it. But you've got to be able to sustain yourself. And the truth is, this is a wonderful time to live. These are so wonderful opportunities. Technology has made a wonderful difference. Technology, like everything else, has the good and the bad. But when we don't use anything properly, it's always to our detriment. But learning has always been purposeful. So let's reclaim our future. Let's reclaim our purpose. Let's reclaim school. Let's learn to read. It's all about literacy. We'll be right back.
Everybody talking. Feel free to talk about us amongst your friends.
The new Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience.
Will you put that in this atmosphere? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? Real simple song. I want to teach it to you tonight. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? You say it. Whom shall I be afraid? No, no. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? No, no. Whom shall I fear? I will wait. Your voice, hey, I will wait on you. Yeah, say it again. Say, I will trust in you. Yeah, sing, I will trust in you. The next part goes like this. Listen, I want you to go home singing this. I will remain confident in this, I will see the goodness of the Lord. You say, I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord.
The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear?
Why not?
Whom shall I be afraid?
Why not?
The Lord is my light and salvation.
Whom shall I fear? Of faith. Listen, church. We said rejected, I will remain
confident in this.
I will see the
It's quarter before the hour. Let's return to It's All About Literacy here on Praise 107.9 with your host, Dr. Kathy, and Sister Gail.
Hi again, and we're back with Sister Gail and Jeanette Sparks with Higher Hoops for Learning. Higher Learning Hoops, one of them.
Yes, ma'am.
We know there's some hoops and some learning and involved.
Some learning. That's really all that matters, okay?
Yes.
Now we got to do the branding because we paid for this branding, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So exactly, give us the actual name.
It's Higher Learning Hoops, and with Higher that company, our challenge is to develop the next generation of leader in the classroom, in the on the court, and in community. And we just say court because we specialize in training basketball athletes, but we use sports to teach, like Dr. Kathy said, those characteristics like discipline, mental toughness, persistence, teamwork that are so vital to us being successful people in life, not just as athletes. So we just connect athletics as, you know, finding a passion that the kids have and connecting into a bigger purpose.
Right. And that is just so important. Too many times, too many times we look for instant fix, which leads to instant gratification, which makes us feel entitled. And a quick fix gets over quickly.
Yes.
If you take that time to do it the right way, more than likely it's going to be lasting. We want the instant gratification because we want to be rewarded. We want you to know who I am, and we want to do all of this. We want our name in the lights. We want to be seen on the courts. We're going to play basketball, and we're going to do all of that. And that's a wonderful thing to have that in mind in the future if we're being realistic. But we're not there today. Today, we are in elementary and middle school trying to learn our multiplication tables. We are in elementary and middle school trying to read. We are in elementary and middle school trying to follow directions. We are in elementary and middle school trying to follow the rules. Trust me, there's a difference in directions and rules. That's another day. But we are in elementary and middle school, and we are living in our mothers and our fathers and our uncles and our aunts and our cousins and whomever God has placed in our lives for us. Children who are in foster homes, who are in foster care, you are no less than that young lady or that little boy that woke up in the house with his mama and his daddy. You are just as important. And God knows about that too. Your purpose still matters. You are still valued, and you have worth, and you are a hero.
Yes.
You are in elementary school, and you are in middle school. It's a route that we've all come. The greatest of the greats have been where you are. And don't you feel bad about that. In fact, as great as the mind is, it can only hold one thought at a time. So don't put your mind on your circumstances that may not be very comfortable. Of course, you've got to deal with it, but while you're dealing with your circumstances, bear in mind that this too will pass. It's like the clouds in the sky. Do you ever look up and see them moving? And that is where it is with your life. I want you to do your best in that elementary classroom. Do your best in that middle classroom. Don't feel that you need to have to prove anything to anybody. Be your best. Know that presentation is everything. And get to this tutorial. Some way or another, call somebody, 296-2251, with a parent or guardian or someone who's responsible. We're going to help you get the responsibility and make the way here. If I have to send Uber, I paid for Uber. Don't get you here, okay? So it's all about literacy, and we're going to be back.
All About Kids Preschool and VPK Music Academy is now enrolling. All About Kids specializes in infant and toddler care, preschool, voluntary pre-kindergarten VPK, nutritional gardening, and VPK Music Academy, where your young person can learn to play the violin. All About Kids Preschool and VPK Music Academy accepts vouchers from Episcopal Children's Services, Early Learning Coalition, ELC, Success by Six, VPK, and Teen Parent. When children are exposed to music education at an early age, they excel in all subjects later in life. Give your child an early advantage. Stop by today. All About Kids is conveniently located at Pearl and 36th Streets. Come experience child care at its best. All About Kids Preschool and VPK Music Academy. Success by Six starts here at All About Kids. Call 353-2800. Qualify today for this 2-year free preschool program. Here's what's happening around the area. If you've longed to own your own home but thought it was out of reach, Wealth Watchers and Jacksonville Housing Authority wants to help you become a homeowner. Get certified to unlock up to $37,000 to use toward the down payment of your first home. The How Money Works seminar comes to the Suncoast Church this September. Learn about financial planning for the future, saving, debt management, and more. Learn more about these and other exciting programs at the events page at praise1079.com.
We're heading to the promised land. Don't let us get there before you.
The new Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience.
10 minutes before the hour, now let's get back to It's All About Literacy with your host, Dr. Kathy and Sister Gail, right here and only here, Praise 107.9.
Again, we want to encourage you to please log on or praise1079.com. The link for a literacy roundtable tutorial today is elementary and middle. It's $20. That $20 covers the books and supplies for reading comprehension, higher learning with the Hoops Cash Kids, and that $20 is going to give you free tutoring throughout the school year. Say amen, somebody.
Amen.
Okay. Next week is the high school. And that's going to be the same. You get there and you register. It's $25 for high schoolers. Again, it's reading, but it's reading critical thinking with high schoolers. And the financial literacy will be the rule of 72. When Ms. Prendle was our guest here, we talked about the rule of 72. And that's going to teach you how you're going to be able to multiply and multiply and multiply your money with financial literacy, which also helps you with your numbers. And the high schoolers are allowed to bring calculators. Is that right?
Yes, much to your dismay.
Yes, you may. Now we still say that, man.
Much to your dismay, they are going to be able to bring the calculators. And
which means that I compromise.
You did compromise, but it's literacy because we want you to know how to properly use the calculators to calculate the information that you're going to need.
Right.
So literacy, Doc, it's still taking place. It's still taking place.
It's literacy because I know is the tree that won't bend will break.
Amen.
And now let me give you a prime example. A prime example, I think it was Hurricane Hugo or somebody that had come through Miami once. I can relate to this because this is where my family was at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went back to visit my family, you drive down Biscayne Boulevard, all the wonderful palm trees
mm-hmm.
were propped up
mm-hmm.
because the hurricane had come, and they had just bent and bowed to the ground, mm-hmm. just really down, but they propped them up. And you go back now, those palm trees are standing. Right, but those oak trees that wouldn't bend, they chopped them up and they became firewood.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So the tree that won't bend will break. And there, you have to know when to compromise. Now, there are some things we don't compromise with, you know, but that's another day.
Right.
But with literacy here, please, 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 I am pleading with you because I'm really concerned about our children reading. Yes. I really am. I have a passion for this, particularly our students with the IEPs. And I'm going to say again, don't you dare hold your head down because you have an IEP. Consider yourself special. I have personally experienced parents who were vying for an IEP. Now, that's another day. But doesn't matter where you are. Doesn't matter what your learning disability is, your exceptionality, even if you're the genius, because the gifted kids have IEPs too. Yes. But there's never a time that we cannot improve. The best can always improve.
Yes. All right. I want to go over this again because I want people to really understand what you're going to get for the $20. Because sometimes when you don't have enough information, you don't have enough appreciation. So here we are. The Literacy Roundtable tutorial is it's going to focus on reading, reading comprehension, financial literacy, writing, and communication skills. Now, the material is designed in adherence to the National Common Core Standards, DCPS, which is Duval County Public Schools curriculum, as well. So what you're going to get from us in these tutorials, these roundtables, is information that's going to help your students succeed. It's going to be curriculum-based. So right. It's not something that's just willy-nilly. We're not just coming out of our hats and everywhere trying to make up stuff. You're talking about educators that's putting this together, retired teachers that's been in the system 25, 30, 38 years. Season. You probably have 500 years worth of teaching experience coming around here. And our in-studio guest, just again, let people know who you are just briefly about you.
My name is Shanette Sparks, and I'm a local mentor, coach, and a former educator. And I just like to empower and help educate kids. We do a lot of tutoring and mentoring with kids, just like Dr. Kathy said, just really empowering them to be who God created them to be, to follow their purpose, and to use athletic as a tool, vehicle to get them there.
Okay, and then Dr. Kathy herself, 19 years in the public school system.
Yes.
She's on to higher learning now, but she's forever reaching back, and she's a wealth of knowledge. Oh, my gosh. When she starts talking about 504s and IEPs, baby, there is some passion in there.
Yes.
So if you're even interested in that, opportunity for a sidebar. I'm just saying, opportunity for a sidebar because she will be here.
Yes.
So it is so much that's being offered to you. So please take advantage of it. You will not be disappointed. I promise you, you will probably be just overwhelmed.
And we welcome you here. Please. Even the tutorial starts at 10:30 to 12:30. There, you're given a snack. You know, it's not much, but you're given a snack. and next week,
don't expect chicken wings.
No chicken wings, but your snack. And next week with the high school, you know, please register. Praise1079.com. higherlearninghoops.com,
yes,
cashkids.com, and even on our Facebook page.
Yes.
It's All About Literacy Radio Show.
Yes, you can actually join the event on Facebook and like our fan page on It's All About Literacy Radio Show, so you can connect and know everything we'll be doing for the first year celebration.
Right, and that's It's All About Literacy with apostrophe S.
Correct.
IT apostrophe S, All About Literacy Radio Show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we're looking forward to you because this is for you. This is for you. This is God ordained. We came here to be here 1 month, October of 2014.
And look at us now.
2016. I mean, look at God. And God already knew this.
He did.
And who knows where we're going forward. And I'm so happy because today, Congressman Al Lawson is in town with the breakfast at UN, at EWC.
Okay.
He was saying hello for the previous program, if some of you were able to hear.